Okay, so we were up to the Perek Tet, Halacha Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnayot, and we're dealing here with cases where you have to shatnez check. Habrasim, Vabardasim, Vadalmetikion, Vaminalot, Hapinon. So if one buys any of these things, and we will see exactly what they are, Lo Yibishayim, Achivdok. You can't wear them until you check. Now, what exactly are you checking for? So there seems to be a machloket rishonim here. One possibility is that you're worried that things got mixed in without any kavana. Shema pishtan moraben, Marafoldo says, right? And this is the position of the Riv Matz and the Rush and the Rush. And Pnei Moshe says the same thing. The other possibility is that you're worried that actively someone mixed in the sewed in materials. If you look, for example, on the Perush Mishnah and the Rambam says, we don't know exactly the charge, but it's clear that something you put on your foot. Maybe they are actually sewn with wool and linen. Lamai nafkamina. So the nafkamina, and this is elaborated at length in the Divrei Nechemya. In Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Aleph, right at the beginning, and he says the difference is there a difference between whether this was made by a Jew or a non-Jew? So he says, according to the first position, that it's not bechavana. It says lofize in chiluk bein ovid kochavim liYisrael. The gam bishel Yisrael near the shayich zeh the chayadu ata betalitim shalana shemotzim b'vdika. He says that's exactly the case. That if it's an accident, so then you have to check whether the person selling to you is Jew or non-Jew. And he says that that's in fact the case with the talitot that he had in his time, because you're worrying about, he says, according to this, that's up perish. Rishon Yishlom Shirak Lichshashes Ushemen Itar Memela Chashin. Aval Eruv Bechavanan Lo Chashin Klal Umayir Ben Bisrael Ben Chovim Dakol Shavel Lefizeh. Rabbi says Yishlom Ar Degamkin Lefizeh Mayir Davka Bishal Yisrael Mashen Kimekol Chovim Dikachshash Eruv Bechavana Einamoel. He says, according to this, right, then it might only be by non-Jews. But he says, or maybe you'd say it would be that you still have to check for Jews, but for non-Jews, it wouldn't even work to check. Right? But the point is that there would be some sort of difference between a Jew and a non-Jew, someone who cares about Hilchot Kilayim, someone who doesn't. If the concern that we're dealing with here is intentional mixing and not accidental, whether if you're dealing with accidental, so then, right, so if it's going to be accidental, so then there's going to be no difference. Right, and he develops this really quite at length. Right, so Virjashenia now, Yishlom de Maidavka both Chavim, but Yisrael and Tzarch Bedika. Right, but he says right in the end, right, he thinks that probably the major nafkamina is just that by a non-Jew you would worry, by intentional mixing with a Jew you wouldn't. But we do have some of these middle formulations. Okay. So now the right, also right, he deals with, are we really concerned of Eruv? Presumably, at some level, that's a matziut machlok. You have to figure it out. Right? The Gemara is telling you in its, the Mishnah is telling you in its time what you would have been worried about. Whether that's something we would be worried about, right? You have to figure out. Okay. So you'll be shem achiv. Those things that come from overseas, in and tzrichem bedika, or things from the coast, the things from overseas. These don't have to be checked. Right now, why is it only these things we're worried about? So again, if it's that it might have been mixed in, so it might have been the type of thing you had both around. If it's intentionally, maybe it was better. Maybe these were high quality things, and therefore they would specifically use it. Maybe they would use high quality linen, which that's what the Rosh Terilio suggests. And Anayom, this is true. I know that in some suits, right? The higher quality suits have are more likely to have kilayim than things that are off the shelf. One of my friends had this problem when he got a wedding suit because he got a higher quality suit, and dafka on that he found kilayim, where on a normal suit he might not have. And again, this is all going to be a mitzvah point, and that, but that's what it, what's clear from the fact that Mishnah is telling you these types of things and not giving a rule by any clothes, right? Because in its time it was that, and nowadays you need another mitzvah to know where things are going to be likely. Now why? But these from overseas, they don't need to be checked. Because what they were using was they were using hemp and not linen. And therefore, again, we don't have to be worried that it might have been mixed in. We don't have to be worried that it was intentionally mixed in because that's what they normally use. Again, you have to go back and plug it in based on the previous understanding. Again, that tshuva in the Divrei Nechemya, he goes through it. The tshuva is extremely extremely, extremely long. A muminel shel zrarav and a lined boot which has no linen in bo mishum kilayim. And you don't have to be worried about kilayim. They put other things in for warming. So now the Gemara says, what are all these things? So barsin baraya. Barsin or baraya, which doesn't help me so much. A barsin dilama had Dalmitkun, Kovlin, Amaforin, Amilon, Tapin, and Dardasin. Now, what are these exactly? So the Marafulda says that brasin are woolen bedspreads of different thickness. And even though Midoraita, we said bedspreads might be mutter, here it's a problem because it'll bend on you. The Rambam says, as we saw before, he doesn't know exactly what it is, but it's some sort of shoe. If you look at the Mishnah Eretz Yisrael, right, he says he's not going to get into the right, which is very good in general if you want some of the, you know, details on Metziut. And he suggests that we don't know exactly what it is, but it's some sort of external wear. I mean, some sort of thick external wear. So then the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Abban Mechof Hayam, if you come from overseas, so it doesn't need checking. So what exactly are we talking about? So Machof Hayam Dinan Yam, or Mechof Hayam Shevin Dinan Yam. Are we talking about things that come from either the coast of Israel or from anywhere overseas? Or is it only the things from the coast that is overseas? Again, this is Metziud Machloket, right? Where is it that they're not using Kilayim? So Gemara says, Miman Detani, Kagon Sor Mechavrotah, since it gives it as example, Sor, a tire, Kesar Mechavrotah, Hadamra Mechof Hayam, Shemedin Nayam, it means the coast overseas, but anything Eretz Israel or the even the coast of, or sorry, from other areas in Chutlaretz or from the coast of Eretz Israel, so you will have to be worried again. These are, you know, presumably based on some sort of mitziyud assessment. Ein and shechem bedika, they don't need bedika. And adam detamer barishona shalaita bishnu mishum makom makom. And that's what's clear from the next line. This was originally where linen was rare. And these were places where there wasn't linen. Aval achshav shepishtan mitziyud b'chol makom trichen bedika. But nowadays that there's linen everywhere, so you need bidika. Now again, because of the changing of mitziyot, right? If you look at the Raman Shin Bet, right? He says Shulchan Aruch says Okech Kli Tzemer of the Chavim Tzarek Bokan Yafa Yafa Shemahim Tfurin Bepishtan. And the Ramah is Vakonim 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 Right. So if you buy it from the guy, you have to check. Because they might have linen, and if you buy it from a non-Jew, you might even have to untie it and retie it with kanamos. Even if he tells you mizyech levituma, he used hemp and not linen, he's not believed. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if linen is more expensive, then kanamos yesh lishmoch lahatir. Then you can be mekel. And the Ramah says, Vasher lo mar levichal lidvar lebagadim chol dekanamos avvishim yakav yakav. But you still can't tell him to sew for you with him, because even if linen is more expensive, then not for a pishon mekanamos, because it's still easier to use linen. Avam does nochet dekanamos shor velachanshin lachlufek. V'me'achshe yishlamor al davar shechud epishon kishamad lekavam ayer v'shulkanamos holach v'soreif. V'cheino again. And if you have a Jew's chasha, dino kovik chavim, v'yesh machmirin delo yitvor beket semer v'kanamos lavan. And some people are so machmir, they don't even use white hemp. Shelo yichzu shu pishtam l'chein tov v'kanamos, and therefore they color the cannabis. Right, but what you see, right, is that, again, that this all is based on the mitzvah, and therefore you come up with these chomerot. Right, that now is we even take apart our clothes. Now, the problem is that this position of the Ramah and the Rosh seems to go against our Gemara, because yes, it's Mitzvah Machlok, but our Gemara seems to suffice with Bidika. What is this thing that you can't even suffice with Bidika? You actually have to replace it. Salavush says it's just good advice. Right? Meaning it's just good advice, because it's just so hard. It's just so hard to get everything out. So the minhag was to do it this way. Okay. Now the Aruch HaShulchan points out the fact that with this machmir shows that these halachot of checking aren't just l'chatchila, right? They're b'dievet. If we're even coming up with ways of basically preventing it, right, to making sure that no one can trick you, right, that shows you how serious we are about these things. Now the shatnez and the halacha is quoted here in the footnote of the art scrolls is that nowadays, where things are normally sewn with the same thread throughout, so if you check in a few places, then that's fine. Again, this comes down to much general, broader questions of, the sheet of how unlikely it needs to be for shatnez to be found. It really isn't a localized shatnez question. It's really it's a much more general question of chazaka. You know, we have things like that by bugs, right? By bugs, how much do you have to check vegetables? What considered a mir amatsui, a mir any matsui, things like that. I remember once, Rav Lichtenstein making the point, which is really true, is that you could be an expert in one area, let's say shatnez. And you'll have no idea how to paskin, because the shayla in front of you won't really be a shatnez question at all. It'll be a sveikot question. It'll be a bittel question. It'll be a rov question. It'll be things like that, right? The same thing is true of nida. The same thing is true of kashrut. So here there's going to be this intersection of the very, very broad world of chazakot and tzveikot, which are going to be relevant to figure out when something is considered that it might have shatnez, such that you have to check when you can rely on the fact that it doesn't. Right, if you look here, the reason to check seems to be because it's considered amiyamatsu, and the Ramban discusses and chulin yedbed and machamot. And Gimel and Bet there, the Rajba in Chul and Ted, the Miri in on Mem Zayin, right? There's a nice footnote here in Ashatnez Lalacha and Perek Shvi in footnote Ted. He notes that some say the Chiv is only the Dirabanan, and he compares it, in fact, to what I just said of vegetables. And he notes, right, by Sirchot, and again, right, this is exactly the point, right? He notes that, right, we check by Sirchot. And the like, but this is, as I said, integrated into a much broader discussion of Sveikot and the like. Right, then he notes, some of the classic shita, what is considered a miyud amatsui. So he notes that some poskim say it's about the Mishkan of Yaakov throws out 10% famously, and some say it's close to 50%, and that's famously the shita of the Rivash. And then there's, my favorite shita, which is that it's not about percentages. It's whatever, as Rav Asher Weiss puts it, the lady puts it this way as well, that it was something that you would be surprised if you found it. That's miyud chenu matsui. If you wouldn't be surprised, so then it's miyud hamatsui. Some people go down to 4%. He paskins, the shanis la'alacha goes for anything which is about 10%, more or less. Again, but he notes that even if it's more than 1%, he would think that a yarei shamayim should check. And he quotes that from Moshe Feinstein and from Rabbi Yashiv, and the Shevet Levi, even though he says maybe there is an Achiv Medina. Okay, but let us continue. So minal shel zarav, if you have a lion boot, it's not subject to kilayim. It atrin dezarvin amram and go. There's some places where they insulate the shoe with wool, but it wouldn't have linen. And kahada de rizera, if I get lari abba barzavina, like when rizera told lari abba barzavina, v'yomar levar rishon to tell to bar rishon, which was his shoemaker, de lo yachod le misane v'chiton, that he shouldn't sew his shoes with linen. Arab elaboratua, but with a leather strap. And the reason is because it was lined with wool, and that's why he doesn't want it lined. He doesn't want the strap with linen. Right now, all these interpretations, that this interpretation assumes that that if there were wool and linen, we'd be worried. But again, it's just a mitzvah. Where do they line it with wool? Where do they not line it with wool? Where is there linen and the straps and the, so inside you don't have to be worried, but on the straps there might be. But the gra takes a different position. He says, "Ein bo mishum kilayim." Is we're dealing with a vaday. We're not making a. This is not one of those discussions of sfeikot. But rather, he says, he notes that Mishnah Azod Rabu Mo Perushim Chobros and Yesh Kama Vakama Kushil the Feet Persian Ratzolam the Minatora he shows over the nose Biachad Dafka Val Shua Otavi O Nose Ino Asher Midrabanan. Right, so he says, look, right, this is all assuming that Midoraita, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, you need it to be have all three processes being spun and woven together. Right, spun and woven, and but otherwise it's asur mi dirabanan. Now the Rambam paskins will say it's an or. Any of them will be any connection will be asur mi d'oraita, which we're gonna get to. But any other mixture is gonna be dirabanan. So with that background, right, meaning he's right, but the fact that again only certain types of mixtures are aser, he says that maybe what the Mishnah is saying is actually a halachic statement here, that in certain cases, it's just going to be. Sorry, I was reading actually the next line. Sorry, the next. There we go. Sorry. That was, it is true, but he says, Lashon Chimah Kolomer, Minal Shanel Bopishton, Tzemer, In Chochem, Mishum, Kilayim, Mishum, Kadam, Yachal, Otsim, Mishum, Kilayim. Meaning it is an important background. The point is that not every mixture is Asur Midah Raita. And therefore he says that this is actually Mutter L'chatchila, simply because you can pull out the lining while it's still on, so they're not connected at all. And Modir, Rabbi Zera, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Zera agrees, Bahadin, the Asur, Piske da amar al tikiton, that if you tied a belt of wool on a linen garment, do shari, that's also mutter, do shenet garme. Because it's only the straps of the belt that cause it to be attached, do nachtalin. You can lower the belt without undoing the strap, so it's not considered to be combined. Meaning that you have a woolen belt, and it's worn by tying the ends together. It can be moved off the jacket, so you don't have to be. We worry that it's considered part of the jacket. And this is different than the shoe. Now we're going to see later that the Gemara is going to talk about what happens when you wear one piece of clothing on top of the other, whether you layer them. Is that mutter? So the Gemara is going to say that if you can't remove one without the other, so then it might be usur. And the Marasham is going to say that, yeah, right, it must be that here you're dealing with a case with a jacket, or there it must be where the jacket cannot be removed. But still, even though they can't be removed, but since you can move it, right, they're not attached, that's fine. Chalkat Yaakov disagrees and says that even though the jacket can be removed without removing the jacket and belt might still be considered connected because the belt is tied with a permanent knot. And therefore, the Gemara says that since the belt can be moved up and down, that the Chiddush is that they're not, is that's why they're not connected. And that is in Shulchan Aruch. This is the case, right? It's let's continue. I'll read you Shulchan Aruch in just a second. So Gemara says, "Bon kumi Rabbi Law." They asked Rabbi Law, "Ma'u mechut misane bekitan? Can you sew your wool shoe with linen thread?" Amar lon began to be zera. There was zera. Amar aser. It's aser. Like you should follow Rabbi Zera. Right, make our din, maybe you don't have to because it's on the outside of the shoe, but you should be machmer like Rabbi Zeira. And Moder Rabbi La, Rabbi La agrees, Bahadin Vish Dardisin, the Amr, Agabe Dardisin, the Kiton, if you are woolen shoes over linen shoes, and that's the case we just said, do Aser, that it's Aser, Lo Shalach Yilevi, Lo Shalach Arei. Because as long as the upper one is on, you can't take off the lower one. And the Arzarua, based on this, says that it's Aser to wear woolen socks on top of linen socks. Because you can't take one without the other, and the Rama agrees that one should not do it. However, the Marsham says that's only if they are actually attached, right? That if there's some sort of knot. Now, what does that mean for a woolen sweater on top of a linen shirt? So the Rama says that it's mutter. The reason the Shach says is because if you want, you could. Right, sort of squeeze yourself out of the shirt without taking off the sweater, but therefore like socks would not be okay. So if you look at the Rama, right, so Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch says Beged Semer Shenifra Mutar Lifrofu Tobechute Pishtan Vekosher Valo Yitvor, and the Rama says Vechim Mutar Lichin Semer Becher Shal Pishtan Avish Shal Vekol Tziviyoven Yochol Lahotzi At Semer Vekasak Shal Pishtan Lamo Semer The Ram. You can wear a linen garment, a wool garment on a linen garment. Even if you can't take it off without untying it, as long as it's not sewn. And some say it's usher with the knot. And the Ramas nearly this case, if you can pull it off without untying, if you tie it, it'd be also. And then it says, by two types of socks, so then it's usher, where even though that by the sweater case it is mutter. Now the Beit Yosef says differently. I mean, he says that what's going on, it's usher to wear the wood, the one sock on top of the other, you know, by the shoe or the sock with the shoe, because it's not possible to remove one without the other. I mean, if that's the case, it's only usher, and you saw this already in Shulchan Aruch, that it's only if it's actually impossible to take it off. But if it's possible, even if it's difficult, it would be mutter. I mean, the post can discuss all sorts of interesting other cases, like a kittel on top of a suit, right? A linen kittel on top of a woolen suit. We can look at the Mitzvah Yitzchak and Samach Dalet, who discusses this. I mean, deals with different types of talitzim and deals with different types of cases. Okay, so then let's finish up till the Mishnah here. Avoid Rav Safra Shalor Rizera. So Rav Safra's father asked Rav Zera, Mao mitin pritin gu gulte. What's halacha putting coins in a woolen garment that you're wearing? Ooh, mikatrin and mechot techiton, and then tie it with a linen string. Mao mitin pritin gu sadine, or putting coins in a linen kerchief that you're wearing. Ooh, mikatrin and mechot amar, and then tying it with wool. Amar lei chacham rebi the Ravuna. You know that Rav Huna is a great person. Rav Huna Amar Aser, Ravina Amar Aser. Rav Huna said it's Aser, Ravina said it's Aser. Shmuel Amar Mutter, Shmuel says it's Mutter. Yaakov Barach, B'Shem Riyasa Amar Mutter. And the reason seems to be because since you untie it all the time, it's not considered a halachic knot. That's one possibility. Or because it can easily be pulled out of the money can be pulled out of the knot without undoing it, so they're not considered connected. Okay, let's stop there at halacha.